John the Baptist, Evening Prayer 2. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God called great prophets to foretell the coming of his Son. The greatest, called before his birth, was John, the chosen one. John searched in solitude for Christ, and knew him when he came. He showed the world the Lamb of God, and hailed him in our name. That lonely voice cried out the truth, derided and denied. As witness to the law of God, his mighty martyr died. We praise you, Trinity in one, the light of unknown ways, the hope of all who search for you, whose love fills all our days. There was a man sent by God whose name was John. Psalm 14. Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain? He who lives without fault, he who acts with justice and speaks the truth from his heart, he who does not slander with his tongue, he who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbour, who holds the godless in disdain but honours those who fear the Lord. He who keeps his pledge come what may, who takes no interest on a loan and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a man will stand firm for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. There was a man sent by God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to the truth. Psalm 111. Happy the man who fears the Lord, who takes delight in all his commands. His sons will be powerful on earth, the children of the upright are blessed. Riches and wealth are in his house, his justice stands firm forever. He is a light in the darkness for the upright, he is generous, merciful, and just. The good man takes pity and lends, he conducts his affairs with honour. The just man will never waver, he will be remembered forever. He has no fear of evil news. With a firm heart he trusts in the Lord. With a steadfast heart he will not fear. He will see the downfall of his foes. Open-handed he gives to the poor. His justice stands firm forever. His head will be raised in glory. The wicked man sees and is angry, grinds his teeth and fades away. The desire of the wicked leads to doom. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. He came as a witness to the truth. John was like a brightly shining light. A Canticle from Revelations 15. Great and wonderful are your deeds, O Lord God, the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the ages. Who shall not fear and glorify your name, O Lord? For you alone are holy. All nations shall come and worship you, for your judgments have been revealed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. John was like a brightly shining light. A reading from Acts chapter 13. It was Jesus, one of the descendants of David, that God made the Saviour of the people of Israel, as he had promised. Before the coming of Jesus, John preached to all the people of Israel that they should turn from their sins and be baptized. And as John was about to finish his mission, he said to the people, "Who do you think I am? I am not the one you are waiting for. But look, he is coming after me, and I am not good enough to take his sandals off his feet. Responsory: prepare a way for the Lord, make his paths straight. Prepare a way for the Lord, make his paths straight. There is one coming after me who existed before me. Prepare a way for the Lord, make his paths straight. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Prepare a way for the Lord, make his paths straight. When Zachary had entered the temple of the Lord, the angel Gabriel appeared to him, standing on the right hand of the altar of incense. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name, his mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When Zachary had entered the temple of the Lord, the angel Gabriel appeared to him, standing on the right of the altar of incense. Intercessions. God our Father, you chose John the Baptist to announce the kingdom of Christ to all. Joyfully we pray, therefore, Lord, guide us in the way of peace. Even in his mother's womb, you chose John to prepare the way for your Son. Give us the faith to know Christ and to make him known. Lord, guide us in the way of peace. You inspired the Baptist to recognize the Lamb of God. Through us, let the world recognize your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, guide us in the way of peace. You disposed your prophet to give way before Christ. Give us the humility to let his light shine in the world. Lord, guide us in the way of peace. You called John even to die for you. Grant that we may share his burning zeal for the truth. Lord, guide us in the way of peace. Remember the dead who have walked in the paths of life. Bring them to new life, cleansed from all stain of sin. Lord, guide us in the way of peace. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Almighty God, give your people grace to enter on the way of salvation. As they hearken to the voice of John, the Lord's herald, bring them safely to Jesus, whom John foretold. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.